This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 419 for Monday, June 3rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is falling sharply to begin June with lower sentiment in comparable oils. European rapeseed is down to start the day, while Chicago soy oil is also lower. Crude oil fell by more than $1 US per barrel after OPEC members decided on Sunday to maintain production cuts until next year. The Malaysian palm oil market was closed on Monday. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The July canola contract is down $15.50 per ton at $645.50. In the US, corn and soybeans are in the red, while wheat is trading higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its first corn crop report of the season later today, which is expected to be 70% good to excellent, 2 points behind the historical average and 1 point above last year. In addition, corn planting is expected to be 90% complete, 1 point ahead of the average. The trade is projecting the USDA's April corn crush for ethanol report to be 433 million bushels. The USDA also announced the sale of 110,000 tons of old crop corn to Spain. The July corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.42. The USDA is expected to show soybean planting at 80% complete in its crop report, 7 points ahead of average. Meanwhile, the trade projects the April soybean crush in the U.S. to be 175.3 million bushels, with estimated stocks at 2.229 billion pounds. Soy oil used to produce biofuels in the U.S. increased to 1.026 billion pounds in March from the 20-month low of 888 million pounds in February, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. That was up 7.7% from March 2023, and the highest figure since December. Due to shrinking pig herds and less demand for pork, China is exporting record amounts of soy meal, almost 600,000 tons in the first 4 months of 2024 alone, nearly five times more than 1 year ago. The July soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.96. Spring wheat planting in the U.S. is expected to be 88% complete, 7 points above average. Ahead of the first spring wheat crop rating to be released later today, the 5-year average is 65% good to excellent. Rabobank estimated Australia's wheat crop at 27.4 million tons, up 5.7% from last year. The Russian government said it expects 85 million tons of wheat harvested for 2024, despite frosts earlier this month. France's ag ministry rated its soft wheat crop at 61% good to excellent as of May 27th, its lowest rating at this date since 2020 due to wet weather. The July Chicago wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.79. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.12. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $7.40 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, June 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.